Is the GM, Executive GM of Racing Operations at the Auckland Racing Club, and the Auckland Racing Club and all of New Zealand is preparing for New Zealand's richest race meeting at Ellerslie tomorrow, and Craig joins me. G'day, Craig.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm well. The big day tomorrow.
Yeah, Saturday. Yeah, absolutely. It's
Sorry, Saturday. I'm a day out of whack.
Yeah, that's okay. So it's six races, and obviously headlined by the Crack a Million 2-year-old and the Crack a Million 3-year-old Classic. So both are doing really, really good races, and should be a great night and a great prelude into the sales that start next week.
We've seen the Magic Millions evolve with new add-ons and innovations every year, even the Polo since its inception. And I imagine that the Crack a Millions is an evolving story every year, and every year we probably see something a bit different.
Yeah, no, for sure. And the six races that we run, the really, really popular format. We start first races at 4:44, and our last races at 7:48, and then we have a whole lot of fireworks that afterwards. So it's a really, really successful night, and a lot of Australians have come here, and both trainers and also media personnel, put it up there in the top sort of five or six meetings that they attend all year. So, it's a short, sharp program with plenty of quality.
Interesting template too, six races. Twilight, the VRC, is contemplating a bit of shrinkage, Oaks Day and other meetings where shorter might be sharper. And it's been a successful concept for a little while now, hasn't it, over there?
Yeah, it has. I definitely think that the clubs like the VRC and Melbourne Racing Club should go down that track. I think, and we also what else is quite famous is we have a pretty good party afterwards as well. We have DJs and that go through about midnight. So you can let your hair down after the last race. So it's a pretty successful formula.
I think there's a bit of Aussie involvement in a couple of the big races over there.
Yeah, for sure. So in the Crack a Million 2-year-old, we've got Neptune Spear, who's trained by Liam Birchley. He's won the race a couple of times in the past. And in the 3-year-old race, we're lucky enough to have Longleaf here, who's obviously trained by Hayes Debenig and owned by Cornmore. And we've got James McDonald riding him, and also we've got Tommy Berry riding on the night as well. So, yeah, good bit of Australian flavour.
Magic Millions Yearling Star was massive against sort of a bit of a global slump, and I imagine that there's a similarly strong vibe towards Karaka.
Yeah, it's hard to know. In terms of the racing industries themselves, obviously the Australian industry is absolutely flying with increased prize money in that middle market. Magic Millions is exceptionally strong. We don't have the strong racing industry here to sort of underpin that middle market. The top market, will sell well, but the middle market and bottom markets may struggle a little bit.
All right, well, Saturday evening, six races, lovely big celebration afterwards, a lot of involvement from Australia as well, and a scene setter for the Crack a Millions, Craig. So it's going to be a big evening over there at Ellerslie tomorrow. Best of luck.
Thanks very much, Matt.